we gonna let this rock us in. Cause this is our holiday show, right?
Yes, sir.
Christmas time.
A little volume. Family and friends are drawing near. Merry Christmas.
Hey. Joy, truth, the world. Let heaven and nature sing. Hearts are filled with happiness and cheer.
Who in the kitchen?
Oh, grandma's in the kitchen.
What's she doing?
Smelling.
Aroma fills each room.
Oh, she must be cooking.
Children, yes, sir. Angels in the snow.
I love that. Somebody gonna make me some of that.
No, you not.
No, I'm not.
I know it. Not at all. I don't have a stir, so I'm gonna use a pen.
Yep.
Now that shit is loud, dog. It's mine. I write with that motherfucker. Not you. Don't be worrying about what I'm doing over here, all right, man? Hey, man.
I ain't gonna never ask to borrow no pen from your ass, though.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
I'd be like, hey, man.
Yeah, that motherfucker more than likely has been in my mouth.
I was watching that movie Get Hard before I came over here.
What is that movie?
With Will Ferrell and Kevin Hart.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah, you started to.
Just like at the end of the movie, because he was always learning how to keister shit.
Right.
And he had pulled a gun out. And they was like celebrating, hugging, and then the movie said, wait, hold on, He said, that was definitely in your ass.
I know where that one was. Yeah, so 9 times out of 10, you will know where.
That remind me of you and that pen.
Where the pens has been.
Well, sir.
Hey, man.
Cheers.
Cheers to you. All right, this is our holiday show.
Like, right?
You know what? Look here.
I see you got the
drinking out that, out that Black Santa cup.
Mm.
You know what I mean? So
my Black Santa, look.
Yeah. Oh, what you got over there?
Got that Santa Woods on.
Got that Santa Woods. That's what's up. Hey, what are you doing? He
golfing.
He got no. I know. I was just fucking with you, man.
Oh, I was gonna say.
I saw him. I see him. I see him over there golfing.
I can't wait to wear this on the golf course.
Are you? When you going golfing?
Well, I'm gonna go play on my birthday.
So, oh, you are?
Yeah, I'm gonna go play at Tia Verde.
Cause your birthday coming up.
Yeah, so
at the end of the month. Yeah, yeah.
21st, right?
Yeah, 21st.
And then 28th, I put that. Somebody asked you in the group test, when your birthday? You said 21st. I put the 28th, then nobody say shit.
Nobody give a fuck about your birthday,
man,
though.
Fuck y'all.
Because this is the thing, that nobody ask you when your birthday was. Shout out to the boys, man. The gentleman's corner, we got our little, our group of guys that we kick it with. Santana, Mike, Obange, Mon.
You need to.
What up?
Re-coordinate the asses to get on the show.
Yeah. We did that. We were supposed to have that reunion show. Y'all did us dirty, man. Y'all did us wrong. But it's all right. We'll forgive
them. Yeah.
But yeah, man. So we are gonna do our little Christmas show today.
I need to get back to your mix you had on earlier. You know, I don't want to hear Christmas songs from
Mariah Carey.
Thank you.
I don't.
Oh my lord,
dog. I am so tired of hearing Mariah Carey. And why is her shit like the main?
As soon as you type in like R&B, Christmas, or soul, it's like 20 Mariah Carey songs. Like
And her pictures up there and shit. I don't give a shit about Mariah Carey and her music.
With her big ass.
Oh, poor Mariah.
No. Mariah. Go back like babies and pacifiers.
Jump. So since this is our Christmas show, do you have any like Christmas memories from back in the day?
Back in the yeah, I do, you actually do? Man,
like one that sticks with you?
Yeah, because like when I was growing up, man, me and my stepdad, we used to go hunting a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I always wanted my own shotgun.
All right.
And man, I was like begging and, you know, pleading. And he's like, I don't know, you ain't ready.
Were you ready?
So one Christmas, I thought it was the Christmas, right?
Mm.
Man, I unwrapped all my gifts and I was like kind of looking at them. And I was like, that. They were like, yeah, that's, you know, hey, you got a lot. Merry Christmas. And I did. And then my stepdad, he was like, man, maybe one more gift.
And man, you better not be telling me that goddamn movie.
No, no.
Christmas story. This shit sounds just like that damn BB gun.
It do, but he did come around the corner with my shotgun, though.
You shoot your eye?
No, I just shoot my shot. I shot a lot of birds, though.
Yeah, all right. Yeah.
Happy as hell.
Were you?
Yeah.
Were you? So throughout the whole
thing, one time.
So throughout the whole show, let's just every once in a while, let's just randomly shoot out a Christmas story. And when we shoot out a Christmas story, we got to give each other a Christmas gift.
Okay. Well, right. What am I give?
Yeah, you did just tell me a story.
I sure did. So give
I'm
going to
give
some.
You a gift. Let me see. Oh, shit. Hold.
And don't let it be the best one. Mm-mm. Give me some little rinky dink shit. Did you wrap it yourself?
I did.
Oh, Lord.
Okay, so here you can have this one.
I can tell you wrap this.
How you can tell? Because it's nice.
Mm-mm. Yeah. All this long tape.
Hey, man, what you, which one? You know what? You better be glad the motherfuckers are wrapped.
So, shit. My brother, man, we wrapping shit in newspaper.
Yeah, that, hey, you know what? And luckily, I found that shit because your shit was about to be wrapped in some paper towels up in this bitch. Awesome.
I like paper towels.
It will be wrapped in some printer paper.
Mega handles.
No, it's not mega handles. This was.
God damn.
Well, it the thing is, at first though,
it's bad when you gotta explain your shit. Well, see, it first of all,
it didn't fit in the box, so I just put it on the box.
On the box. Okay.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
There you go. You got yourself.
Got my golf glove.
Yeah. Yay! Here, let's give you a hand clap for your golf gloves. Yay! I hope they're the right size because you were a horrible dog at sending gifts. Shit. I every time you would send something, it would never have a damn size on it. So
everything's extra large.
Okay, they not?
No, yeah, they fit perfect.
Oh, okay. I was about to say
like some driving gloves, boy. I'm gonna just wear these out.
Yeah, you them hoes tight. You give everybody a dap with them.
You supposed to take price tag off though.
Well, shit, you sent them to me. You knew how much the motherfuckers cost. I mean, what the fuck, dude? Come on now. You know, hey, you
maybe
know.
Maybe I forgot.
Let me say something, because you know how every time we do a show, for some reason, we kind of start talking about religion. For some reason, I don't know. On the last few shows, I've noticed that that's what we've done.
Mm-hmm.
And since this is our last show of the year, might as well go ahead on and end this episode with a little bit of stuff about religion questions that we have, too.
Okay.
So I got one for you.
Mm-hmm.
Why are there no women books in the Bible? Like, why are all the books men?
Because it was written by men.
So they didn't.
You got to think, but back in the day, women didn't hold a position.
Okay.
Back in the day. So
right.
Why am I going to write about somebody that men thought were inferior? You know, women served a certain purpose. You fed me. You fuck me, and you give me children. Take care of the kids. That's it.
Okay.
So why am I gonna write a story about you? You ain't doing nothing. You ain't doing nothing, Blue. All you do is spin records. Cool.
That's all you do. Who you think it is, DJ Quick? No, Kid Capri?
I didn't say.
Oh, you must be Jimmy Walker. Blue, you ain't nothing. You better go on back out there and get out my face before you get swole.
Okay. What that shit with
you? Razor's gonna be trouble.
Players Club.
You know, I remember Players Club, man, but that movie was, it wasn't one of them ones that I was like, I got to watch this movie.
I'd watch it, just see some TNA.
Really? You couldn't go to any other thing to do that?
But you could. At the time, I mean, you know, you wanted to see, what was her name, Lisa?
Oh, yeah,
Lisa,
yeah.
Lisa whatever. Yeah,
yeah.
She was a horrible actress, but, guys, she had a nice body.
Yes, she did. Hey, you were talking about your shirt a few minutes ago.
Mm-hmm.
You showed your shirt.
What you got?
Show mine real quick.
Was it ho ho ho? Boy, you got sexual positions.
Yeah.
I like the bottom ho.
Do you?
Yeah.
I like all three.
No, the first one we both got to be standing up. I mean, the second
Why?
One we both got to be standing up. If she's standing up, I got to be standing up.
Damn, yeah, you lazy as a motherfucker, dog.
No.
You just like, hey, just,
I mean,
just lay there.
You're doing something.
And be quiet. You say I'm still doing something. Shit. You know, oh, dog. Listen, listen to this song right here. All right.
This is Jackson 5.
It's Jackson 5.
I saw mommy kissing.
I'm gonna start telling one of my Christmas stories.
Okay.
Right
now. Okay.
All right, dog. This right here, my aunt Tiffany Williams.
Mm-hmm.
We would every Christmas, man. We had the album, the actual LP.
Right.
We would sit there and play this album. I know every word to every one of these songs on this album. No bullshit.
I don't even know what songs are on this album.
Really? I couldn't tell you the list of them, but if you played them,
you would know the song.
I'm singing it.
Okay.
I'm singing it. That's my one of my Christmas stories. that I have that was that meant a lot because let me tell you, I'm gonna continue on that story with the Christmas part, and I'll do
as you open
right. So. One year.
I'm going to tell you this. You can only get one gift from Touch of Modern to stay within budget. So, I wrapped that.
Did you? I didn't even ask you, though.
No, but you can tell.
Why?
Look how seamless.
Oh, no. I'm going to show you one of the gifts that I wrapped for you. When I was wrapping it, I was like, God damn.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, this shit is all right. So let me tell you this real quick. So the same part.
You have no unwrapping etiquette at all. He's just,
What you supposed to do?
I don't know.
Oh, God. I mean, shit, I'm not going to keep the paper. Oh, look at that. This is a lighter.
But you know, but what? It's more detailed. But go ahead, tell your story. No,
yeah, because while I open it. Okay, so One year we were putting the Christmas tree up. And the Christmas tree, it was leaning. You know what I mean? And so as it was leaning, I'm looking at it and I'm looking at my aunt. And I'm like, you know, we need to straighten this motherfucker up. And she was like, yeah, we need to straighten this motherfucker up. So I get it. And I start bending it, and that motherfucker
broke. Yeah.
Dog.
It broke the Christmas tree.
I'm holding the tree like this. And I'm looking at Tiffany. She looking at me, and she said, I'm going to tell.
She done sold
you
out.
She used to do this. Mm. This was her thing. She used to wag that finger in your face, dog. Mm. And that used to make us so mad. But
she
anyway.
Sold you out.
So look at this. I like that.
Now, hold on. Now, there's a little secret to it. But I can back like it's a pistol. Now, look what you got. You got a little secret compartment in there where you can put some stuff.
How you
light it? I don't know. Pull the trigger. There you go.
Dog.
And that's
like
how
that.
You light it.
I like that.
I figured it was full size. It looked like an actual, you know, compact pistol, and it's got the little secret, so you can store your stuff in there.
I like that. I'm carrying this bitch with me constantly. No, I like that, man. I really do. I appreciate that, brother.
No doubt. That's what I was like. Let me improvise.
That. No, that's on point. You know, what's really funny is that if I saw that, I would have said that instead because it has that compartment. And
searching and researching. That's what we do. That's what I got that for my wife. Because anytime we get ready to buy something, she always researches. Because we just bought a big generator. Because you know, supposed to be a bad, you know, winter.
This year?
Yeah.
When? I hope it don't come next week.
Mm-mm. Oh. It's normally like in late January, February. Mm-hmm. So she was like, babe, we got to get a generator this year. So I went ahead and pulled a trigger, and you know, military, I get 10% discount from Home Depot.
Right.
And then when I went to the store, yeah, I had a Home Depot credit card, but they, every time I asked them to send me one, for some reason, the customer service, whatever, they don't send it.
See, a card?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So I'm at the store, and you can buy things in the store without the card. They usually give them their driver's license. So it was Black Friday area.
Right.
And I was like, hey, look, I found this deal online. I want this particular generator, but I don't have my card with me. Can you pull up my information? Let me buy it online. We can't do it. You have to call customer service, whatever. So I called them, and you know, it ain't here. So I'm dealing with overseas customer service.
Right.
And I hate talking on the phone, people, especially people like that. So as soon as they start.
Like what? Like Indian people?
Yeah, because they're too scripted.
Can you name 5 Indian people?
That I know?
Just in general.
I mean, I knew a dude named Shanu. I know a dude named Fahad and Nabil. After that, you know, I started going Patels.
What's that? Who are the
Patel last name. That's my son's pediatrician. His last name is Patel.
Okay.
And after that, I mean.
So you only know 4?
I know, well. And then the dude that delivered him, he was Indian. But I don't
remember. Don't know him.
I think he was a Patel, too.
Okay, can you name 5 Asian people?
Wong, Tong, Chong, Fong.
But I bet your ass can name 5 Black people real quick.
Oh, Tyrone, Ray, Jesse, Ray. Leroy.
Why do we only know our people, though?
Because we don't hang out with Indian people. We don't hang out with Chinese people.
Why not?
I mean, when we were kids... You know, back in middle school,
we grew up around everybody.
Everything. You
so
know?
Why did we only gravitate towards our own people? I mean, like I said, even famous people. Name 5 Indian famous people.
Mm.
Exactly.
I don't watch Bollywood.
But I bet you watch every time. Well, probably not. But I bet you watch every Tyler Perry movie that come out this motherfucker though. But I'm just saying.
I mean, we as a people would.
I bet you can name five black people.
Yeah, yeah, right. I sure can.
Can you name five Chinese people?
Bruce.
Bruce Lee.
Long.
Who the hell is Long? Long who?
Long Duck Dong.
Long Dong.
Remember? You remember Long Duck Dong?
No.
Who never watched was that 16 Candles?
No.
Everybody watched.
I mean, I'm sure I've watched it. I'm sure I've
seen it. He was the foreign exchange student that stayed with the white
family. Yeah.
He was trying to sleep with that real tall chick in the movie.
Yeah, I remember now. Man. I remember. No. You know, thinking of if you could name some certain people. If I came up to you and I said, hey, man, I'll give you $2 million if you can pick up your phone and call somebody and they do not answer, who would it be?
Hmm.
Do you have somebody on that list?
Yeah, I do.
You do?
I used to hang out with some ball players. So I guarantee you, if
you
I called
them right now, none of them would be like, ring.
Oh, hell, he talked to ring. Talk to that motherfucker.
No, but I mean, like somebody that you would talk to on a norm. Like, is this somebody that you think that you could call and you know that the motherfuckers will not pick up the phone?
I'm thinking.
You got $2 million on the line. I need you to do it in the next 15 seconds. Tell me who you can call right now that you know ain't going to pick up.
Shit, I tell you, dog, because this motherfucker, his name Terrence. We call him T-Mac.
All right.
I don't know why, but every time I call him, I get a text message like 2 seconds like, hey, man, let me call you right back. Hey, man, let me call you right back. I'm like, dude.
So that's your person.
Yeah, but answer your phone. Hey, man, let me call you right back.
Let me call you right back. You know what? I got it depends on what day it is. It would either be my little sister or you know what? Hands down, if somebody came to me and said to give you $2 million to call him, I'm going to call my nephew Bone.
Yeah.
Because he don't never pick up the phone.
Why they call him Bone?
Well, whenever he was little, he was really skinny, and his name starts with a T. His name is Tylan. And so I was like, oh, we're going to name him T-Bone. That's what his nickname going to be, T-Bone.
Yeah.
And you know why I gave him that name, T-Bone? Because growing up, we had a friend, and he went to school with us. His name was Tory. Name was Tory.
Tory Thompson?
Yes.
Yeah, I remember Tory. He played ball with us.
Did he? Tory was cool as shit.
Tory was cool.
You know what I mean? And
skinny peanut head ass.
And his nickname was T-Bone.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was the coolest name ever. You know what I mean? And so whenever my little nephew was born, I gave him the name T-Bone.
Yeah.
And then it just kind of, the T just kind of fell off and it just became Bone.
Bone.
You know, so.
Bone, 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 bone.
So yeah, so I named Bone after.
He's still around.
Tory?
Yeah.
Or Bone?
No, Bone.
Oh yeah, Bone.
Next time you see him, start playing Bone Thugs and Harmony.
Oh yeah, hey, Bone.
Bone, 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 Bone.
Let me tell you something. Bone is one of the coolest motherfuckers next to me, though.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Bone.
Where he live here in Dallas?
Well, he lives in Houston.
Okay.
Yeah. Bone is cool. Okay. Bone is real cool.
What's up?
Yeah, you gotta meet him.
Bone, 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 Bone,
Bone, Bone, Bone.
Whatever happened to them fools?
I don't know. They probably died like everybody.
No, I think the group split up.
Why would they split up? They were doing that was they were part of NWA, weren't they? Or
yeah,
Eazy-E
they
had
started up with them. Yeah, Eazy.
Yeah. Let me see. So I was watching this movie, dog.
Oh Lord!
And it's a good movie. It's on Netflix. All right. And in the movie, what?
I'm in sync.
Yeah.
You know,
what?
I'm gonna tell you something after when you go ahead though. Okay. In part of the movie.
Okay. So I was watching this movie, right? And in the movie, they rented an Airbnb.
Mm-hmm.
And when they rented the Airbnb, the owner of the Airbnb ended up coming home or coming to the house.
Oh, we watched that.
You did.
Yeah,
I know. You know the name of the movie. I'm not going to say the name of the movie, but I'm just saying.
With Julia Roberts.
Right.
Yeah.
I just don't want to, you know, just in case, you know. But so the owner of the Airbnb came to the house.
Mm-hmm.
How would you feel if you rented an Airbnb and the owner of that motherfucker came knocking on the door? What would you do?
I'd be like, I'd be able to find a hotel.
So what would you do if you were on the other side and you were the owner of that house and you couldn't get into a hotel? Then what would you do? There was plenty of room in your house. Would you then go to your house and explain to them like he did?
What would I do, though?
Yeah, what would you do? Because now, I mean, you own the house.
And if I have nowhere else to go.
You know, nowhere else to go.
Yeah, I would still try to get in.
So then why would you
tell the people to scat
it's
if
different.
You renting it.
It's different.
How?
Because so I paid for it to be here by myself with my family.
Right.
Now,
but you also pay for that house to live in that motherfucker when you want to.
But you chose and contracted it out.
So, again.
I guess it depends on which party you are.
So, if you're the owner of it, you have the right to be at that house knocking on that door. But if you are leasing it.
It's just us.
Yeah. Y'all got to scat.
You sleep outside.
Okay, so now you remember when they left?
Mm-hmm.
When Julia Roberts and her husband left and then they came back? Remember, they were still sleeping in the basement.
Yeah.
Now, y'all left.
I'm sleeping in my own bed.
Y'all don't get to come back. And sleep. You sleeping.
You going downstairs now.
Yeah, your turn.
Right?
Yeah. You are my guest.
You forfeited your agreement.
Yeah. Because they ended up sleeping back in the basement. Bed. Down in the bottom. I was like, fuck that. Yeah. See, no, I wouldn't have been able to do that.
Mm-mm. So, I don't know if I ever told you this story.
Like another Christmas story.
Yeah, it is. Dun, 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 dun. I think I did tell it, like, when, because my little brother, he had a seizure on Christmas Eve.
Damn.
He was like maybe two. He was real sick for some reason. My parents, they took him. You remember they say his fever was so high they put him in a cold bath to bring it down. But when they put him in that cold bath, he had a seizure. So my parents, you know, they're like, we got to rush him to the hospital. You stay here. I was like 13, 14. Stay here. You know, don't answer the phone or don't do, you know, whatever. You know,
right. Don't do nothing.
So I'm laying in my parents' bed because I'm scared of shit. Staying at home by myself. It's like 2 in the morning. Well, I guess I dozed off and like 5 or 6 o'clock in the morning, the phone ring. Mm. I mean, I picked that motherfucker up and all of a sudden I hear this, Merry Christmas. Click.
Hell yeah.
Like, the fuck out of here. So, again, I was like, man. Hello. Merry Christmas. Who is this, damn? Complain with me.
Right.
Merry Christmas. I hang up again. So I done went and found me a gun.
For what? They calling you. You gonna shoot the phone?
I'm 13 years old.
Okay.
I got a gun. I'm sitting in the bed answering the phone. Now I'm like, who the fuck is this? What is your goddamn grandpapa? Quit hanging up on me.
And you done cussed him out. This is the one you caught on fire?
Yeah, that's the one I caught.
You know, you ain't gonna never let that shit die. Here, you can have that one.
I can have it?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, you can have it. At least you can open it.
Oh, shit.
What's wrong?
Oh, shit.
What's the matter?
What that is.
Do you?
Yeah, I was looking at this motherfucker. just the other day.
You see the sticker down here on the bottom, on your side, all the way at the bottom, that came from the...
Palmetto State Farm.
Yeah.
You keep that.
Dog, I put it on your side of your desk.
Yeah.
You know, you had sent me 3 of them.
Yeah.
And you said you didn't know about the other ones. And you said the last one. And that was the last one. And then when I went back to read it, I think you were talking about the lasers.
Mm-hmm.
And I misunderstood it.
Yeah.
And so that's my fault.
No, you good. This will go on the SD.
Yeah, that was my fault because I really and truly thought that you were saying that you wanted the last one that you had sent to me, was that one.
No, this is perfect because it's got the dual side ambidextrous. Oh, yeah, that'll slide right on there.
Good.
Yes, sir. I'm going to put the battery in right now so I can see.
So you can see your way on your way home? Did it come with a battery?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Hey, man, where does hair come from? Like, why does it not? Like, is it just another sticker? Oh, yeah.
Crimson Trace.
Now
I got to buy another holster, though.
Oh, because that's not going to hold on to it?
Yeah, because the holster I have right now is specifically made for that gun.
Oh.
So now I got to buy one that has for the light on it, too.
Because
I don't think if you're in a house, you don't need a laser in your home.
No.
Uh-uh.
No. But I didn't know if they were maybe all them holes connected together. Maybe you just have all of them on there. Just pick which one you want.
Yeah. Well, they do make them. They have like a little bit of laser right underneath.
Oh, right on top.
Built into the flashlight, too.
Oh.
So that'll be my Christmas present for next year.
Okay. You put it on your list. You do got a birthday coming up. Now, you know what?
Don't do that.
Where does hair come from? Like, why does it not? I mean, like, is it inside of our body? Where the fuck? What? Damn, dog. That shit is bright.
I mean, it worked.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah,
dude. That lit up the whole room. If you don't have to shoot nobody, you'll show blind their asses. I can tell you that for damn sure.
So hair is a product of your skin follicles that need expulsion to, I don't know.
I had your ass too.
Bro.
I was like, damn. Damn, for real? And then what else? And what they do with it after that?
What happened to the hair after that?
Right, because like I don't get it, man. Hair just grows, like, and even fingernails. Where the fuck are fingernails growing from? They're just growing out of your body.
Yeah,
and they never stop growing.
And it's produced out of calcium and phosphatidylinate.
Hmm, that's cool.
I need to cut my nails and get a manicure too.
Let me tell you something that happened to me last night.
Uh oh.
And then I'm gonna tell you a Christmas story. But this happened last night. I hear these women behind me talking. There were two older women and two young high school students, and they were both girls. They were talking about a teacher at the school or a coach at the school that's inappropriate with the girls. Okay. So the mom.
You said inappropriate, right?
Right. Okay. Right. Like saying inappropriate things and blah, 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 and this, that, and the other. So the mom even said, she said, yeah, you know, he's made comments to me before as well, saying that the girls are nasty and da, 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 you know, making these comments. And so the two little girls are saying, yeah, he always is. He's doing that constantly, always doing this, always doing that. And so then the mom said, all right, well, nothing really we can do. You know, let's go. You know, she said he's going to do it again. You know, he's just going to keep doing it. So, you know, just might as well. Let's just whatever. And they were standing up, getting ready to leave.
Mm-hmm.
I turned around and I said, excuse me. I said, I don't mean to bother you guys at all. I said, but I overheard the conversation that you guys had. And I said, can I ask you a question? And I said, sure. I said, was that guy a black guy or a white guy? And she said, he's an older white guy, weird guy. I just can't believe him. I said, what if he was black? I said, would you then have said what you said by saying he's going to do it again?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, let's go. I said, would you have said that or would you have turned him in? And she looked at me and she paused and she said, you know, I don't know. And they walked off and the little girl, one of the little girls turned as red as Santa Wood's shirt.
You already know in the back of her head.
She knew.
Oh, yeah.
She knew right away. You know, there's no way.
Mm-mm. Oh, that's just time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's going to do it again. You know, he doesn't mean anything by it.
We had a coach.
That shit pissed me off, though. I was mad.
I bet you were. I don't know. Well, you didn't play sports in high school, but we had a coach at our high school. He played pro ball for the Arizona Cardinals, receiver. Mm-hmm. And then he came. I don't know what happened, but he ended up coming coaching at our school. He got involved because he was a track coach, messing around, got caught.
Messing with some kids?
Yeah, messing with the girls up on the track team. I ain't going to say his name.
Nah.
And then he got released. Well, come to find out, he ended up at this, it wasn't DeSoto High School. It was Lancaster High School. And I used to referee, like, volleyball when I was in college, just, you know, extra income.
Right.
And I was at the school and I saw him. Hey, coach, man, good to see you. You know, hey, you know, and this dude, he was like my mentor.
Did you know that he was doing it? Oh, well, I don't even know.
No, I mean,
I don't even know what you're about to say.
I didn't know till after I, you know, was older. And I, you know, I was sitting there thinking, you know, this dude, you know, was somebody I looked up to. You know, he was trying to help me get in college scholarships and all of that. And come to find out, he got fired from Lancaster High School, too.
Same for
the same allegation.
Oh.
And then I was like, okay, well, you know, as I got older, I heard about it. I was like, well, yeah, this dude probably. I was like, man, you know, what's wrong with you?
Yeah.
You know, if you got the first time it happened, you need to learn, keep your hand out that cookie jar.
It shouldn't happen.
I mean, we're grown men, you know, messing with little kids. So it's something, you know, mentally right. wrong with people like that.
Hey, oh, you know what? Just let me tell you a Christmas story. You
I was going to say, I was like, man, come on, tell me another Christmas story.
I'm going to tell you something that happened the other day. So I was talking to my cousin.
Okay. What's wrong? Now I was trying to think which one that is.
So I was talking to my cousin, right? And her name is Donova. Right?
Donova?
Donova.
Okay.
Okay, first off, let me tell you something about Donova.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I thought, okay, so growing up, her nickname was Tink. And that was what we called her. Her mom called her Tinkerbell. And,
oh, I was about you to know, say, so, poor little Tink.
Yeah, Tink, little Tink. So growing up, until Tink got married, I thought her name was Tink. And I think she got married when I was like maybe 30.
Damn, boy. You growing up, a grown-ass man thinking somebody's name is Tink.
I really thought her name was Tink. Up until she got married, and then the guy, whenever the pastor was saying her name on the on the thing, I was like,
Who
the fuck they talking about?
Her name, that's Tank. Quit playing.
I'm like this. Man. Wait. No, I read it. I read it on the paper, man. But I was like, damn, I did not know that was her name. What you got here?
So you had sent me the thing about the skull, right?
Right.
And I was like, well, you can't have too many gifts from Touch of Modern.
Yes, you can.
Again, no, you can't. Within the budget.
Is it in? Oh.
So, I was like, well, since he's been talking about skulls and all of this shit
look
for
at
so
that.
Damn long.
And you know, hey, I'm not going to even joke with you. Look at this. You see those ashes?
Mm-hmm.
Because I burn incense all the time.
I know you do.
Check that out.
But that thing is like, if you look at the picture.
Okay, so let's see.
It's supposed to have like this flowing effect when you put the incense in it. So I figured, I was like, yeah, I can see him.
Oh, so you put it in. Okay, it okay.
On the top, and it's supposed to like funnel through.
And it got a control on the bottom to control it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to have to read that and figure this out. I like that.
So I figured you would like that shit.
Yeah,
I did my research.
Yeah, yeah. I see you. Because, see, I got some other cones, too, that I could put in there.
There you go.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah. You know what? Thinking of scents, man, I'm going to give you something real quick. I'm going to give you another gift.
Okay. I thought you were going to give me 2 cents.
No. This gift,
mm-hmm.
It means a lot. Okay? It represents, I mean, it means something to you. It also means something to me because it was part of our, or it symbolizes from our first event out together.
Hmm.
For a fifth or something. So this gift means
it's a business card. It's mama slaps you.
No, it's not a business card. And look at that. Boy, look how that put together.
Oh, you did. Good
you
job.
See that?
Look at it.
Y'all see that?
No.
Look at that. That tape is right on there. Here, I'll put it on this camera too. Look at that. That is seamless there, baby.
Mm-hmm.
All the way around. So yeah.
Is
so
that
this,
the third one?
This is a third gift.
Well,
And then you have one more too.
I do?
Yeah, but that's here. That's your.
So you want me to open it now?
Yeah, I want you to open that one because that gift. You know the camera's here. You always be showing it to the or there, but that's the main camera. So that gift means something. It means something to us both, man.
Something to us both.
Yeah, it really does, and it's not in that. It's just
the box. I was gonna say you got me a Louis Vuitton wallet. What the?
No,
I was like, I don't ever remember talking about Louis.
That was my wallet.
That's my nickname.
Is it? Which one?
Louis.
Louis the what?
Just Louis.
Oh, just Louis.
That's what my past uncle. He used to call me. Is you sure?
Yeah, I'm 100% sure.
I'm just.
Why are you scared?
Cause I don't know. Boy, I slap shit at you.
Why?
Cause it's my shit.
What?
My own.
Right. Does that not mean something to you? Your wife gave you
I was going to ask you today, too.
Right.
About
so you're welcome.
I was going to say, hey, man, remember that bottle of cologne that we was going to give, like, let people use as a gift, as a squirt of cologne?
Right. So
I need my shit back.
But I do have your third gift. That gift, of course. But it really does. That I had to get that back to you. But it really does mean, you know, it represented our first event
Love
out together.
I don't think I put any cologne on today.
So. And it means something really good to you because your wife gave it to you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So
baby,
was
I
right?
Back. I got
you know
it
what?
Back,
and you know what's fucked up? Is that Jennifer, he was more excited about a goddamn wallet than he was about your cologne back. What kind of shit is that?
Why are you trying to throw me under the school bus?
All the way under it.
All the way in.
Fuck your third gift.
You know what? You don't even need this gift.
I want to ask you a question.
Okay, go ahead.
Christmas related. So, like, say if you're dating somebody, right?
Right.
When is the appropriate time, or what's the appropriate length of time to date someone to buy them a Christmas present?
Right away.
So if I just met you, and we just started, like, hey, a first date, and hey, Merry Christmas.
Mm.
Oh, no.
No.
I don't know if I'm going to be with you next week.
But it doesn't have to be a big gift. You didn't say what type of gift. Now, you can buy, you know, just, especially if you just started dating somebody and you like that person, you know it's going a little further than next week.
Right.
Now, if it is one of those people where you just like, eh.
Okay.
You know, now that's different. But yeah, I think it also depends on how long you've known that person that you're dating.
Right. So what do you say the price point should be? Say, like, you've been dating somebody 6 months and here comes Christmas. What do you think the price point should be?
$500.
$50, you said?
Yeah, I mean.
I was like, because I know you didn't say $500.
But no, but what do you.
$500.
Okay, ooh, why not?
Why come? I'm for $500.
No, that's a combination of gifts.
I say if I've been dating you about 6 months, I say I could get you a lot of stuff for a bill 50. A lot of stuff. Have you been to Ross, TJ Maxx, Marshall, Burlington? I can get you a lot of stuff.
Right. Okay. Well, then I get you. I see that. But 500? If you, but I mean, I don't know what's the price on the gift that you buy your wife.
Well, that's my wife.
Yeah. So is it still a cap on that?
I think we both seem to overspend for Christmas. Cause
why is that?
Well, I mean, because we don't really buy each other stuff throughout the year.
Okay.
You know, I so mean, that's I buy flowers, you right. know, and.
Was there something that you used to buy for her all the time that you don't buy now?
Shoes.
Was there something that you used to buy for her?
Shoes.
Hold on, let's check it out. That you used to buy for her, and she used to really appreciate it. Like every time you would get it, give it to her. But then after a while, she stopped showing appreciation.
Jewelry.
You say everything. No. So when you stop showing appreciation, it's time to stop gifting.
Yeah. Okay. So I don't. I'm not gonna say that my wife doesn't appreciate, because I mean she always shows appreciation. I think, but my thing is that I don't know what it is, but. For some reason, yeah, that's how you light it.
Yeah.
You got butane, don't you?
Yeah. Yeah, I have some.
Motherfucker up.
I will.
I don't know what it is, but I always buy my wife and my daughter jewelry every year.
Right.
I mean, I understand diamonds hold value.
Right.
And so does gold. So it's just like, you know what? I guess I'm leaving you an investment, because I always, every Christmas anniversary, like for our anniversary, our 5 year, I bought her like this carat bracelet.
Tennis bracelet.
And I was like, man, and plus it was our daughter's 16th birthday at the same time. Mm. Right. So I bought her like a half carat like tennis necklace. So I was like, man, I thought I was doing, you know, but she doesn't wear it that often. I'm like, baby, why don't you wear the bracelet? She's like, well, it's something
that's special for her. Right.
So I'm like, shit, I'd be out there like this, but
right. Bling, bling. Whenever you get in the shower, what's the first thing you wash? Like, what's the first thing you wash?
I go to the arms and the chest. So I always start at the top.
So you wash, but what do you, like, what do you, what's the first thing you wash?
I ain't gonna lie to you. First thing is my left arm.
Mine too.
And I go across. It's because you're right-handed.
Okay, so then what's the last thing you wash?
My anus.
Mine too.
Because after I'm done washing my ass, I ain't touching the towel no more.
So you don't just go down. Mm-hmm. You go down.
I go and down then come legs. Back yep.
And me then, too. Then me too. I do that same shit.
My feet and then re-soap and then my balls and re-soap and then my ass.
And thinking of washing that, I mean, not washing that. I ain't too much your balls, but what's one thing you hate doing? Like something you have to do every single day, but you just, man.
Get up.
So what? No.
Get out the damn bed.
Like this.
Right.
Open my eyes.
I love to wake up, but right. Shit, I hate getting up. Getting up.
So getting up. So see, like me, like the one thing that I know that I have to do every day that I hate doing is brushing my fucking teeth. I do not like I feel like it's a waste of time.
I mean, you don't want to go around stink, bro.
Well, my breath don't have to stink because I didn't brush my teeth. I just think that it's a...
Well, how else you going to clean the motherfuckers?
I don't know. Gargle with some something.
Something. They need to make a mouthwash that brushes
your teeth. That brushes your teeth. Yeah, that get everything out of there.
I had a mouthwash, man, and it's this... Was it Crest Pro V something? And it has this peroxide stuff in it.
And it bubbles up in your mouth.
And it's like, it starts to foam up in your mouth. But I know it's doing its job. But what I hate is that after I use it, I can't taste shit. Yeah,
you can taste shit. It just tastes like shit.
Like
you can literally taste shit.
Like yesterday, before we went to the anniversary party.
Right.
I brushed my teeth again and did the gargle. And then I was like, man, I got the munchies. So I went there and grabbed me a bag of just regular Ruffles, chips.
Right.
Just a little salt.
Right.
I couldn't taste nothing. It was just as bland. I was sitting there mad. I still ain't also sitting there like this.
I want these chips.
Eating the chips mad as hell.
Stomach getting full as a motherfucker, yeah, but can't taste a damn nothing. Thing. No. And man, thinking of taste, whenever you drink alcohol, mm-hmm. how long does it take for alcohol to get into your system before you are considered drunk?
Well,
like if I took 9 shots right now, mm-hmm. I'm not going to be drunk right away, right? How long does it take for all of that to get in my system?
I mean, it's your body weight, your metabolism. It depends on how fast you metabolize the alcohol.
Okay.
But they say that it's one drink per hour. It's like, I don't know. There was some whole calculation to it.
So it is a mathematical equation. Yeah, there's
a mathematical equation to it. But I would not take 9 shots in a row. You will be fucked up and probably pass out somewhere.
Well, no, I mean, I wouldn't take 9 shots.
No, I don't even drink.
But anyway.
You asked me what was the most memorable Christmas, that I've had. So tell me.
Okay, so we would go and see Christmas lights on Christmas Eve.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember one year we went to go see Christmas lights. And when we came home, it was like Santa had came. So the whole house was, because I mean, our Christmas was the shit, dog. We used to have white Christmas trees. My dad, my sister and I were talking about this the other day. We used to have a white Christmas tree, and it used to have this little circle thing that had 4 colors, like a Simon said.
Mm-hmm.
And it used to make this sound, and it would cast a light on the tree, so it would change its colors. So that was one of the things that I would remember about that tree. So we were talking about that the other day. That's my most memorable. No.
You wouldn't mess with that then. No, okay,
I was like 7. But I remember that. But the main part of that story was that we used to go and see Christmas lights every Christmas Eve and our white Christmas tree with that little and I remember one year it broke.
Oh damn. Yeah. Now what you need to do is go find you a watchsmith.
I'm trying to get this off the mic. I'm watching it? What do you mean? Yeah,
because it sounds like there's an actual mechanism inside, like a clock.
Do you think we still got that motherfucker?
Oh.
Well, I was 7.
Meant that much to you? I thought you meant kept it.
No, shit. I just remembered it.
Oh, well, my bad. Damn. I just remembered it.
Yeah. I go.
You're like, you don't even know what that is, do you?
I don't. Oh, I know what it is. I know what it is. That's right.
I wasn't gonna get you just no regular black one.
You see that? That's right. I'm gonna wear that.
I wasn't just gonna get you the regular black one because I figured you like to put colors with your shit. So yeah.
Colors with my shit.
Yeah. So I figured, let me get him one that's got some color to it.
Yeah, I like that.
Well, you better. That's what you asked for.
You know what? And since we kind of winding down
that's
on this,
what you asked for.
It is. I know. No, I know. I know. I like that. I appreciate it, brother. Mm. I really do. Since we winding down on our show, hey, what's wrong?
Well, here. Real important to give. I'm gonna show you what you were supposed to get.
I'm gonna also give you your last gift.
Okay, then.
It's in the box over here. Hold on, let me get it. Hold on.
My wife texts me something. I hate. How you? Damn. This ninja here.
So, I bet you don't know what it is.
I don't.
It looked like, hey man, no. Merry Christmas.
Weird.
It's a dick in a box.
That shit was funny.
Not gonna get you a diamond ring. That sort of gift don't mean anything. Not gonna get you a fancy car. Girl, you gotta know you're my shining star. Not gonna get you a house in the hills. A girl like you needs something real. Wanna get you something from the heart.
Something special, girl.
It's my dick in a box.
Yeah, I bet you still don't know what it is, do you?
Yeah, I know what it is.
Oh, how you know?
I asked for it.
But it's covered in the box. The box ain't even open. What if it ain't nothing at the other end of it?
You know what?
What?
I hope to God you get one of my gifts next weekend.
So is that on point?
Yes, sir, it is.
Okay, so now...
Meal-faced.
It took me 3 hours to get that bitch.
Three hours?
Yeah, because I was stuck in traffic.
Well, you all right.
You all right?
Yeah, you, I see you all right. Marty.
Oh, well, that's what you say you want. You got to get what you want for Christmas.
Well, Merry Christmas, man.
Yeah, man. Merry Christmas, man.
Yes,
and Happy New Year. Happy birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Happy all that good shit.
Because we're not going to have a show till after the new year.
Yeah, this is it. Hey, and we're going to have a new co-host with us, right? No. This motherfucker just blew all that shit on the floor.
We'll make you vacuum all that shit.
When I have a whole handheld vacuum.
I want to see this motherfucker in action.
I got a whole handheld vacuum right here.
You do?
Look. We also got our new co-host that's going to be
yes,
with
sir.
Us. You know,
Miss Zadie.
Yep, Zadie's going to be in the house and sitting in that third seat. So,
yes, sitting on third base.
Yeah, yeah, for sure, for sure. So, but what you got, man?
So, my first one, because since we talking about Christmas.
Yes, sir.
Don't you hate when you got family members, right? Like, you know, we got big families.
I don't have a big family. I got a family.
Well, okay, well,
yeah.
Fortunately, I still have a big family.
Right,
I'm just playing. But don't you hate, though, when the adults, you know, your family be like, hey, look, we're not going to buy Christmas presents for the adults. We're just only going to do for the kids. You know, we got to keep, you know, budget, blah, blah, blah. And you're like, okay, cool, because I'm down with that.
Right.
And then you get there, and then motherfuckers hand you a gift, and you sit there dumbfounded because you didn't buy them anything.
Dog.
Oh, that shit's got to go.
It does.
If you told me you wasn't going to buy me shit,
and then you buy me.
Don't buy me shit.
Don't do it.
And then sit there and look at me like.
And then, especially if it's at a party.
Yes, in front of everybody.
But yeah, man, I mean, seriously, man, I love my gifts, man. I really do. I'm excited about
that
everything.
Get your, that damn melting clock. I was.
But I bet you it more likely it'll probably be there next week. And then I'll just get it for the.
I'll give it to you. When you come to the party.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. And that just be my birthday gift. And
no,
just
won't.
Like,
no, it won't.
Why?
Because I got to get you a birthday.
You ain't give me no birthday gift.
I can't give you something that was intended for Christmas.
Yes, you can.
And then say, oh, no, here go your birthday present.
How many times did that happen when we were kids?
That happened when we were kids? You're
exactly.
Right.
So it's going to happen until now.
I'm not going to be one of them.
I am.
Love y'all. Love chicken grits. We'll see y'all next year.
Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
The most famous reindeer of all. Come on.
So this one particular night, we came home, and it was a full moon. And I remember looking up at the moon, and when I looked up at the moon, I swear to you, I saw somebody walk by. They did this.
On the moon?
On the moon. I saw that.
Thank you for watching A Fifth of Thanksgiving.
You go down to history forever. You go down to history forever. You go down to history.
What? That is going to be fun. I'm so excited.
Did I get the names right for the radio?
Let's see.